This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Look how fall you are.
Yeah.
Sorry, speaking of fall, I'm sorry I fell behind. Maybe save it for the podcast. It's just really funny.
It's time for Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Wow.
What a way to start.
I love that. I was listening to that this morning. Every morning I start with Punch Up the Jam, not just when I'm on it. Uh-huh. And oh my gosh, what a fun little ditty, all those songs.
It's Demi's legacy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Demi.
It plays into the idea of this, how this podcast is about songs.
Oh my God, thank you. That's what we were going for. I should give you a formal introduction. Look, I have a song for you. Here we go. You might know him. It sounds like you're a porn star. From his feature-length album about 70s heartthrob Richard Dreyfuss, you might know him from his hilarious internet. And he writes for a cartoon Showtime show about President Trump. It's Gabriel Gundacker.
Yes. My hilarious internet.
I realized I forgot to write a word down when you were transcribing what I was supposed to introduce you as.
I think it gets the point across.
Thank you so much for coming on. This has been such a long time coming. People have been asking you for to come on the show since the show started.
I know, and I refuse.
I even tried to make you do the punch-up before I was doing all the punch-ups by myself. So
right.
I feel like you were really an OG get. And now here we are in New York where you don't live.
Right. Well, I am subleasing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm subleasing in New York.
That counts. You're kind of a tenant.
And you're podcasting in New York. I'm subleasing in New York.
This is a memoir.
Yeah.
This is two memoirs. Okay, well, thank you for coming on. It also is appropriate because you used to live with Demi.
That's
true. This is a real love triangle we've created here.
I technically do live with Demi. I'm on the lease. Yeah, I'm on the lease. I think Ben Kahn might still be on the lease. I don't know. I'm not sure.
All friends of the pod. Everyone's come on. If you live with Demi, you have to come on the pod. It's in the lease.
It's in the lease. And I'm on the lease. Someone's just subleasing my room right now.
That counts. I have another question.
Grace Spellman, who's actually also been on the pod. Sorry to interrupt. Sorry.
Wait, that's who's currently living there?
That's who's living in my room, yeah.
Oh my God. This is like a real Melrose Place.
Exactly. And I don't know the show, but I can guess... I can guess what that means.
I want to know, okay, you are a uniquely qualified guest for the show because you're a full-on musician. You fully understand music theory as far up as it goes. Correct?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, show us the pipes. You have a whole album. You have a funk band.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also do comedy.
That's right.
Why?
Oh, crap. I never thought anyone would ask. Well,
yeah, this is what the show is now. I'm Mark Maron.
Yeah.
Who are your guys?
I love... music, and I love comedy as well, and then I started doing them together for a long time, accidentally.
Yeah, your fucking Twitter videos. Fuck, I wanted to use one of your Wii Music background to introduce you, but there's too much talking on them.
Oh, that's okay.
If you haven't seen Gabe's videos, you have to look at his Twitter. How do people find those? Do you have on YouTube or something?
The Wii songs?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do unofficial Wii soundtracks. They're on YouTube. And
it's so much work.
I never spend more than one day on any of those songs.
That's a big flex considering how complicated those songs are.
Yeah. I mean, it's like once I have, you know, I just go, I open the file again and all the stock sounds already there. I just kind of just move them around, speed up the tempo. And
so you really get like how music works. That's a really great asset to this show because I don't.
Okay.
But I do have a lot of opinions.
Sure.
So that counts for something.
I don't know how, I mean, we'll see. I don't know how much I do or do not know music.
I'm waiting for that moment where you're going to be like, oh, this is really interesting because they actually switched to the second inversion here, if you can tell.
I absolutely will not do that. There's no way.
But you wanted to do Celebration by Kool & the Gang. And if you can't hear me, I'm saying Kool with a K.
That's right.
Kool & the Gang, which is fitting because Jungle Boogie is the song that was the catalyst for making this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Demi has this obsession with this part where he just goes, hurr, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That was the part he was like, what the fuck is that? And that's how he got started about making this podcast in the first place. So I'm really excited to be doing a Kool & the Gang song, but I'm curious to hear what the fuck your relationship is with this song.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me.
Oh, you. Oh, so do it
now. I'm asking. Tell me.
Okay. Well, yeah. So my father, when I was a child, I used to always go to these concerts, these free concerts at Universal Studios, Orlando. I'm from Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of a flex. And I would go to the. This Mardi Gras parade. They'd throw beads at you. It was amazing if you're 7 years old.
Hang on, a Mardi Gras parade at Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they play all these Zydeco songs, and then there'd be a concert. Everyone would go to the concert, and it was always these old, 70s bands, because the age range they're going for is 30s, 40s, people trying to come out and bring their families.
Okay.
So it was Earth, Wind & Fire, Casey and the Sunshine Band, Kool & the Gang, the Four Tops. And these bands would play every single year. So I've probably seen Kool & the Gang concert like 7 times.
How are they?
I mean,
the lead singer is gone, right? He left a long time ago.
I don't know.
I wrote it down. Let's see. His name is James J.T. Taylor.
James J.T. Taylor, yeah.
James Taylor.
He joined. Yeah, yeah.
James Taylor. James Taylor.
He went solo.
I love Fire and Rain.
James Taylor Taylor is his full name.
He said... I couldn't really find the goss on this, and God knows I wanted to. I'm a sucker for some goss. But
sure.
The three original members, and then I guess James Taylor Taylor is one of them. They're not on speaking terms. The two and the one don't talk anymore. And the quote I have about that is, I wish the band the best, but part of the breakup was very distasteful. It's like arguing with your siblings when you suddenly turn your head and go, why would you say that? They claim I was never really part of the group, and I don't know why they'd say that, but I've tried to move on. They do their thing, and I do mine.
James Taylor?
James Taylor.
Well, he didn't join the group till 1978.
Yeah, so what the fuck, songfacts.com?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
How do I know what?
That he didn't join the group until 1978.
Well,
did they talk about it at Universal Studios?
No, they didn't talk about
hey
it.
Hey guys, they're just vamping between songs a little about us.
James
Go
Taylor,
room,
although no
say
longer
when you
in
join the
band.
He's like, I'm James and I'm joyous. And they just introduce themselves. How many people are in this band? Like 35?
Well, they've been around since like 1970, and they were kind of like a soul funk, like a very different sound than this song.
Really?
Yeah, and then they got a new producer in 78. They really, really wanted to do disco, but they couldn't crack it. And so they had to bring on a producer who basically, you listen to this album, every song sounds like Celebration.
You know this whole album?
No, I just listened to it, like, once. What?
I don't know it. I just am familiar with it. I've just listened to it through on a slow, rainy afternoon.
I've listened to the Kool & the Gang albums. Yeah, they're very good. But
really?
The earlier stuff is great. I mean, I like this song. I don't know.
The funniest sentence I've ever heard said about Kool & the Gang. I don't know anything, to be honest. I'm ignorant. All I know is like they're like a song you hear, a band you hear exclusively at weddings, graduation parties, last day of school situations.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Or Mardi Gras at Universal Studios.
Specifically.
In Florida. Mm-hmm. Were there titties?
No, absolutely not. No, it's a theme park. There's a Minions ride.
But it's Mardi Gras. Oh, Minion titties, though.
That's true. There were those. But those are legal.
And also, like, before the Minions existed, prescient.
It's true.
They also, okay, did you know, you probably do know this since you are like a Kool & the Gang aficionado, who knew, that the original idea for the song came from the Quran?
Of course not. Why would I know that?
They said, this is Ronald Bell, not to be confused with his brother Robert Bell.
Mm-hmm.
They're both in the band.
Got the R.O.
The Bell Boys. The initial idea came from the Quran. I was reading the passage where God was creating Adam and the angels were celebrating and singing praises. That inspired me to write the basic chords, the line, everyone around the world, come on, celebration. And now I'm just thinking about like a scene in heaven.
Yeah.
Where like God's like, I don't know, in the workshop tinkering and like Adam comes off the table and then all of a sudden it's like bam, 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 da, da, and like montage jump cuts of Adam walking around the garden to Celebration. We have to make this movie.
Yeah, that is weird because I always think about like, oh, just a party with a bowl of Cheez-Its when I hear this song. I'm not really thinking about the eternal being God. When I'm listening to Celebrate Good Times.
Cheez-Its is exactly accurate. It's not Skittles. It's not chips. It's specifically Cheez-Its.
Yes, Cheez-Its in like a purple, like plastic purple bowl.
You're so so right. I ask people on Patreon now before the episodes, they get early access to the songs we're doing so they can like comment their thoughts and get it on air.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt everyone was pretty much saying like, this song is like graduation. The song is a wedding. The song is I never want to hear it again, whatever. Like the song has been played so many times that frankly, when you were like, let's do it, I was like, we can't possibly do that song. That song seems so untouchable to me because it's just like so known.
Right.
But this girl, Haley Field, had something that really tickled me. She said, this song haunts me to this day. My mom was an elementary school teacher growing up. At the end of every school year, they would play over the PA system on loop celebration. It would start out as funny and then end up feeling like a torture exercise as we waited for the last bus to leave before they turned it off. Having to listen till the very end while everyone got to leave and I had to stay on was very traumatic for my third grade spirit. And now I'm just thinking about like the power this could have at Guantanamo. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Or,
yeah.
I don't know.
It loops. I mean,
Clockwork Orange.
Listening to the song for like 6 seconds and listening to the song for 3 hours is, you don't learn anything new. There's no difference. It's like one idea.
Yeah.
So,
and
yeah.
A vague one at that. And also the lyrics repeat between verse one and verse two.
Yeah. They keep it simple.
I don't know.
When you're celebrating with God, you know, it's, I mean.
When you're celebrating about the creation of the first human mm-hmm. ever made. With your boys Cool and his gang and their white shoes. I also think this is the first funk song we've ever done on this podcast. So thank
Are you serious? Yeah. Come on.
Well, what else would we do?
I don't know. You never How done do the Prince song?
No.
Yeah.
How do you punch that up?
Because they're good.
Well, maybe with the new format we can talk about them because I don't necessarily need to find a way to make it better. And also, like, it feels so presumptuous to be like, yeah, I could improve this for sure.
Sure.
I can't even understand it. This is so beyond my intelligence. Are you ready to get into the song?
This song is beyond your intelligence? No way.
Well, we'll see, I guess.
I would love to hear this song.
I feel like it starts as strong as it gets. It stays here.
Oh, yeah. This song is good. Right here, it's like, oh, this is going to be... I'm about to listen to a great song.
Ooh, okay. I do love the tone of that synth.
Mm-hmm. Everything's okay.
I love the woohoos!
So there's a thesis.
This is your celebration.
It's interesting. It does start with the chorus.
It does.
Yeah.
And also like a long, sparse instrumental.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're like, let's just make sure you get the guitar riff before we introduce the synths.
Well, this is almost, I mean, you said funk. This is like disco. You know, like.
But in 1980?
Yeah.
Was disco still around in 1980?
When 79?
Was the day it died? Yeah.
I don't know. It's like 76 to 80 for sure. I don't know. This song, I mean, it's like, there's one groove, it's four on the floor, and yeah, I don't know, the snare sound they use in this song is the same sound they use in like every single track on the album. It's just like supposed to be, you just leave it on, is kind of the objective, you know?
As if it's an album playing in the background while they're writing.
Yeah, yeah, while they're writing the
playing.
Album.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a beat that's consistent. It's a theme album, it's a rock opera. How did we not get this until now?
Yeah, it's actually, yeah.
I love that they're just like telling us what to expect from the very beginning. And also the like... Good times.
Celebrate good times. Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
Well,
don't celebrate the bad ones.
Absolutely not. I mean, they don't even mention that, but it's assumed that you would never celebrate a bad time. I think there's the tough thing about, you know, the thing I was hesitant about this, bringing the song here, is like lyrically, with those three words, we've already explored the entire song.
That's what I'm saying. It starts and then just stays.
Yeah.
It's like, and here we go. And now we're going to hang out here for 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're ready to hear the same sentiment over and over again with no specifics.
No, there's nothing new learned.
What? I mean, we know that the original inspiration is that God created Adam. That's what we're celebrating.
Yeah, I can't focus on that too much. It's really going to throw me off.
Because in my mind, this is like... At this point, even amongst the, like, in my mind, the people that would still listen to this is like a, hey, you get, like, come on, all right? Because I feel like the average person even is tired of this, right?
Right.
But, like, maybe there's, like, some, I don't know, like, Western Washington Realtors Association yearly meetup at the local fucking Motel 6, and they've rented a karaoke machine, and some, like, I don't know, the president's like, let's kick this off. All right, guys, celebrate. Even then, I think within 30 seconds of doing this as karaoke, they would be like, oh, I've made a huge mistake.
Yeah. Because
What do you do?
Well, I think that's something interesting about this song is I feel like a lot of people have heard it, not this version. Like they've heard the they've seen it in a karaoke or they've seen like a MIDI version of it, or you know, it wouldn't sound any different. It's just like,
nope.
I guess that's, yeah, it's you could get pretty close with like a MIDI playing the MIDI karaoke. I think a lot of people would be like, I guess that's probably what
this
it
is
sounds
what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I don't need to listen to the real version, but I do think there's something special about that synth tone. I want to hear that again. You ready?
A celebration.
Yeah, I think that's actually a Rhodes.
Yeah.
Rhodes piano,
so bring your good times and your laughter too. We gonna celebrate your party with you.
Actually, I think it's a Wurlitzer. Sorry.
It's always a Wurley or a Rhodes, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. Might be both. Who knows?
At the same time?
Stop.
That's the gang part. That's what they're talking about.
What?
Cool and his two keyboards.
Yes, yes, yes. Cool, I think Cool's the bassist. So he's the one laying it down, and I've already forgotten what the bass sounds like. It's really about that Rhodes, the da 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 da. That's leading you through the whole thing.
I swear to God, you just sang Africa. Da 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 da.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
they
were written in tandem. Wait, you got da,
Toto's
da, da,
actually
da,
part
da,
of the gang.
Da da da, and then you got da 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 da. Yeah, they're close.
They're really close. Fuck you, Toto. We know what you're up to. What he just said, there's a party going on right here, a celebration to last throughout the years. Wow, he's literally giving us nothing. So bring your good times.
Good idea.
That's the third time good times has been said in this song, and we're not even a minute in. So bring your good times and your laughter, too. We gonna celebrate your party with you.
Yeah, I always thought that part was, we're gonna celebrate your party with you. Your party with you.
Mm-hmm. They sound like they were hired. They're like those people, the plants at the like corporate parties who get hired to like party start. Do you know what I'm talking
That's
about?
That's what this song was invented for.
It's for the party starters to put on and sing to the unsuspecting audience.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're going to celebrate with you. Come on. There's nothing sadder to me than someone trying to get a room full of people to sing along with them and no one's singing along with them.
You ever heard of Junior Achievement?
Junior Achievement?
Yeah.
No, is it a band?
No, it's like this group. It's kind of like Boy Scouts or something. It's like a bunch of people donate to it, and it's supposed to foster like kids to be smart or something. Anyway, I remember we had to we choreographed a dance.
You were in it.
To this song in a little like pink boombox, played a karaoke, like a kids bop version of it. And I did a little dance for these like bunch of like old men in suits who like, I'm literally donating to get, you know, a tax write off. We have to do a little dance for them.
How old were you?
I was probably like 11 or something.
Do you remember the dance?
Absolutely.
Please.
I mean, I think it was like mostly hands, but it was choreographed.
I wish people could see that you're just gently punching the air.
That's really
so
all
slowly.
It was.
Every direction.
I think it was probably choreographed by like an intern or like someone who.
Were you by yourself?
Accounting.
No, you're with a group, please.
No, it was three of us.
Oh, Mean Girls. I love this for you.
Yeah, it was Mean Girls.
Uh-huh. We did the same thing at the old folks' home, but. Honestly, I think it was more embarrassing because I think it was like a royalty-free song that we knew. It wasn't like a real song. The reindeer twist.
Oh, it wasn't even a real Christmas song.
No, I think they were just like so afraid. This is even before smartphones. I don't know how they would have been so afraid. They were like so afraid of like getting in trouble for singing like a copyrighted song that we had to sing the reindeer twist for the old folks. And we also had to go to the other island to do it because our island was too small to have an old folks home. So we had to, like, it was a whole
You had to go to the old folks island? Where they keep
Friday
all the old
Harbor,
people?
Yeah. And we were like, do the reindeer twist. And they were all like, okay. There was no backing track. It was all copyrighted.
Yeah, I think the best thing to do for an old person is to sing a song they know. It's actually one of the best ways to like
jog
keep
memory.
Them active. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you singing the reindeer twist.
No. You can't be introducing new things in the 11th hour.
No, they're not going to jump onto the reindeer twist.
Even we weren't into the reindeer twist and we were singing it. All of us were like, man, can we sing fucking Jingle Bells or anything? What the fuck is this song? Okay, speaking of what the fuck is this song, come on now. Okay, so now we're gonna get to, I don't know what to call this.
It's like the pre-chorus.
But there's like two.
Yeah.
There's two pre-choruses, two separate pre-choruses before the chorus comes back.
I think there's a pre-chorus and then it feels like it's a bridge. And
before
then a chorus?
Yeah.
And then you
what do we call
the
bridge? Like the traditional bridge at the end of the song. That's a B section?
I don't know. I forget how it ends. So
okay.
We'll
it's a journey. We'll go
we'll cross
together.
That bridge when we get to it.
Actually, you know what? We should go to an ad because we can't top that.
Sure.
Okay, thanks for that. Let's go to this next section that we're tentatively calling pre-chorus.
Come on now. Celebrate.
I do love those harmonies.
Let's all celebrate and have a
yeah, they're
good
nice.
Time.
Wait, one more time. What did you just tell us to do?
We go celebrate and have a good time.
Ah, I wasn't clear. I'm glad they're clarifying.
Well, it's let's all and then we going.
Yeah.
So,
they're part
there's
of
some
this.
Variation there. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
to
yeah.
keep it interesting.
That is the 5 times we've heard good time.
Mm-hmm.
5 times.
Well, there's two commands. And this is interesting. How many songs are in the second person? Is that the phrase?
Or like you?
Telling you what to do. In this song, you're going to celebrate
yeah.
and you're going to have a good,
good
time.
Good fucking time.
What's another example of a song that does that?
I feel like party songs.
Yeah.
Throw your hands up in the air.
Right. They tell you what to do.
Yeah.
It's for a party.
Yeah.
But there's no funeral song. It's like, it's time to cry.
This could be that.
Yeah.
what if the punch up for this is just cry for the bad times? Come on. This is what, therapy? You're having trouble crying? Put on this song. We'll command you to cry until you suffice. Nope. Until you subscribe. Nope. One more time. Until you... There's a verb that starts with S. You want to give it a shot? Succumb.
Succumb.
That'll work.
There's been a recent death in your family.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, I think we're writing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make you do it. The second half of this pre-chorus, you're calling this the bridge?
Yes.
I don't know. I like what they're doing.
This part rocks. Actually, this part is objectively good.
Okay.
It's time.
Ooh, a new chord.
Weird chord.
It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
That's the best part of the song, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Because it's like a break from this. For mm-hmm. 1 second, we're like, oh, hang on. A little chocolate chip for my tiny little ear hole.
Yeah, it's exactly what I was going to say. A little chocolate chip for my tiny little ear hole.
No way.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Okay, I really do appreciate, I don't know why. At first, I was irritated they were telling me what to do. And now I'm getting into it.
This is fun because it's not just what to do.
Yeah.
They're also saying, we want to know what you're interested in, and then we're going to facilitate that. What's your pleasure?
Oh, what's your pleasure? You're right. It's time to gather. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
It's no longer a command. It's now like, hey, I know we were kind of earlier, we were like really telling you what to
demanding.
Do. Demanding. But like now we're like, what are you into? Like, what's your thing? How do you like to party?
Oh, I think this is an allegory for dating, isn't it? You come in strong and then you actually dial it back and you're like,
during
cool, now that I've made the first impression, I can actually be like a real person and have an actual conversation with you. So like, what are you about?
Exactly. But then you go back to what was great, the chorus.
You're ever right. So it's like, don't forget I can dance.
Yes.
Whatever your talent is. That's how I usually lead. I go, hey, check this out. And then I'm like, anyway, about you, what was your dad like? Mm-hmm. Interesting. And then as the conversation starts lulling, you just see my leg slowly start to shake.
What's your dad like?
And then it becomes my one woman show. What's your dad like? I'm trying to get on Broadway.
Is that real?
No.
Is that real?
Should it be?
No. Yes.
How about this?
Okay, this is cool.
I love those woos, man.
It's a celebration.
What's with his voice there?
He's getting a little sexy. He's putting a JT in his name.
It's a celebration.
Ooh.
Celebrate good times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate.
All right. Where's the party, man?
There really is. Yeah, they don't say. Oh, do they say party in this song?
I have not read a party yet.
It's
we're going to celebrate your party with you.
Oh, they do say it. Okay. I was wondering if they do. Because, like, they're dancing around that word for so long.
No, they're like celebration specific.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's like religious background. So they were like, party feels like drinking. Mm-hmm. Celebration feels like another word for hallelujah.
Yeah. I don't, that Korean story, I don't buy it. I'm sorry.
You think they added it later?
Yeah, I think that's an insane story. I think that's an insane story. For this song.
How do you think they wrote this song?
I think a producer was like, What's a song? What's just the most innocuous idea that they have to play it because it's so inoffensive.
Yep.
It doesn't get in the way of anything.
Yep.
And the Quran doesn't come to mind when I don't know. But I don't know. I guess there are like religious songs that are just sort of vague. Like VeggieTales.
Stop. how did we get there so quickly? We always do VeggieTales on this podcast. There wasn't like the celery was kind of hot, right?
Huh?
I never watched it, but I saw some friends, you know, having the stickers on their binders.
And the celery was hot?
As I recall.
He was, well, was a the weird celery time. Was like Luigi, and then the tomato was like Mario.
You actually know their names?
No, that Luigi and Mario, that's what their archetypes
are. Oh, Luigi.
Were. Yeah, so if you're attracted to Luigi, you'll be attracted to the celery.
I heard Luigi, and second of all, I'm
Luigi?
I'm a fucking Wario girl, tried and true, baby.
Wario's the
I'm a bad, like a
squash.
Bad boy. I would say Wario has like a real mushroom energy.
Do you think Wario is a bad boy?
Wario's like canon. He's the bad boy of the Mario 64 universe.
I think he wants to be bad. I think... Actually, that Luigi is bad.
No.
Yeah.
Luigi's a cuck.
Yeah, well, that's pretty, I mean, as far as actually sort of, you know, risky behavior goes, mm-hmm. being a cuckold is, you know, that's a big risk, you know, in your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And so it depends on how you define the word bad.
Mm,
is driving a motorcycle bad or is... Is
watching
letting your wife,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, letting your wife experiment with a new partner while you enjoy that along with her. That's pretty bad, pretty badass.
If anyone feels so inclined to make this chart of how the Mario characters, specifically, I want to see Mario Kart from the N64 version,
mm-hmm.
how the characters, you know, what their kinks are,
sure,
what their attractions are, who's uh-huh. a bottom, who's a top. I want to see it. Make that list. I'm interested to see if Luigi's actually the bad boy. Because cucks are the baddest boys of them all.
Right.
Right, right, right. You make a really compelling point about that.
Thank you.
I personally think that the John Waters mustache does a lot for me, but we'll see.
Luigi's John Waters mustache?
No. Wario. Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
Does
Wario.
Luigi have a mustache?
Yeah, they all do.
They all do. Well, Toad doesn't have one.
No. But
he shaves every morn.
Toad's ace. That's like canon.
Gosh, this is a new world to me, I gotta say. I did not know Toad was ace.
Toad's so ace. Are you ready for verse two?
Of celebration?
We're going to get along.
By Kool and the Gang? Yeah.
I think we're actually doing small torture on ourselves listening to this piece by piece. This song does not hold up to this.
Well, there's no, yeah, you know, it's like, it ends and it's like, okay, that was the same as the last
section.
We're like,
okay, so Wario's a top? There's a party going on right here. No way.
Wait, this is verse two? Throughout the years. It's the same, yeah.
It's identical. Wait. We gon' celebrate and party with you. Come on now. No, they covered their bases. The first verse said, a celebration to last throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, just in case this is, I don't know, a birthday party, an anniversary. We want to have that whole corner of the market covered. But what if it's more of like a, I don't know, like a retirement party?
Right.
What if it's more of like a... Somebody's getting a statue for something.
Right, a statue party.
A statue party, classic. New York's big into statues. It's something I've learned from living here for a week.
You could use this at a statue party. I mean, you can use this for any party.
You can, because of verse two. Because they changed celebration to dedication.
Ooh.
Now it's a dedication.
A dedication.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they are trying. Graduation. They're trying to get...
they don't say graduation.
How
Fuck.
Cool would that be?
That's like, the punch
oh,
up.
I guess this whole song was about graduation.
Graduate, good times come on.
Yeah.
It's a graduation. Someone's made that, right?
I'm
Should
sure.
Should we make that? Just
I'm
make
sure
it
like
tight.
A high school has made that at, you know, Semperstone High
the
School.
The faculty goes, class of 2007, we wanted to make something for you. So, Miss Collister, hit the beat. Graduate, good. It's like they think they're doing Sister Act.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing Sister Act. Okay, well, now, if you can't believe it, we're going back to the hook, baby. We can't. Ah!
Well, this is the, yeah, pre-chorus thingy.
Right. And have a good time. Not a bad one.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, I've never noticed that.
Yeah, yeah. We gonna celebrate and have a good time.
Hey, that was cool. cool.
Yeah, that's new.
I liked that flair.
He had some new ideas.
I really thought he was going to do something different there, and then he surprised me.
I'm wondering about him in the booth, James JT Taylor recording this in the booth. Is in like, he's really got no material here to work with, trying to come up with, what do I do? Do I just... This time, I guess on this verse, I'll just do celebrate, you know, and then next time I'll do celebrate.
He's walking such a thin line of like, this has to be accessible, mm-hmm. so we can't do anything too fun.
Right.
But then he's also like, I need to only say one of three words here. And if it's too sexy,
right.
we lose all the 50 plus.
Exactly.
It's and gotta be under sexless. 10. It has to be sexless, but
sexless
funky.
Celebration.
Is this like the celebration because your chastity belt finally came back from the tailors?
I guess. I think that's what's so cool about this. This could be a celebration of your chastity belt coming back from the tailors.
Okay, here's a question. Uh-huh. I posit you this. Is there any celebration this could not be for? This doesn't work for.
Oh.
I know. This is a riddle.
I don't. Is there an answer?
No.
Okay.
Just like the best riddles.
Well, I think a somber celebration, right?
So like a celebration of life? Someone that, like a woke person's funeral?
Yeah, yeah, a celebration of life. Well, no, that would still work.
Yeah. Especially because the dead person would probably love it. They'd be like, yeah, 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 I want you to be dancing. Everyone wears rainbow. No one's allowed to wear that.
Right, exactly. We're playing Cool in the Gang celebration.
Mm-hmm. That's actually, man, that's funny. If I have to be buried, which I don't particularly want to be, although I'm never going to die, so like, what are we even saying? I want you to play Celebration of Life.
A Celebration of Life.
I want you to play Celebration
of Life. Oh, that would be insane.
But wait, I want no music for the rest of the event. Right. Just as you're lowering me into the ground.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I want, actually, I want the melody taken out.
Okay.
The procession has to sing it.
They all sing it together through their tears.
Yeah.
Or through their laughter, too.
Yeah. But specifically, I think I'm going to make like my dad be the lead. You know what I mean?
Your dad would be James JT Taylor?
Yeah, JB.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to kill it, man. I want to hear my dad go, there's a party going on. Okay, now we're back to this again. Wow. Listen, I genuinely think I'm going a little insane, so I can't be held accountable for anything I say from this point forward.
Okay.
It's time to go.
Oh, that major
together.
Seventh, maybe.
It's up to you.
I love that they can't commit to the octave on the come on, though.
Mm-hmm.
Come on! That's me trying to sing karaoke out of my range.
And they, I wonder who these singers are.
You think they're all in the Cool in the Gang? How many people are singing in here? I want to hear.
I think it's 19.
Everyone around the world, come on.
I really think it's only like 3 people. Actually, I'm surprised. In my mind, this sounds so much more full than it actually sounds listening to it now.
Because I hear the whole party. I hear 15 people on this track, and I don't know if they're there or not, but
no.
They've summoned them, you know?
The Berenstain Bears thing, what's that called?
You know, like, it's like overtones, but with human beings.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I hear the party.
That's the Quran speaking, I think.
Mm, okay.
It's so funny also that that's the incentive for the entire song, that one line, everyone around the world, come on.
Cynthia, that's why I don't believe that story.
It's like the most throwaway line.
Yeah.
It's the by far the hardest to understand.
Yeah, so everyone knows. Come on! Yeah.
It is the hookiest, I would say, though. Everyone around the world.
I feel like I know that. I think it's been used in a different song.
Like a Coca-Cola commercial, probably?
Mm-hmm.
God, the placement for this song. We should all be writing songs like this just for the money.
Like this?
Yeah.
I think, but see, I don't think it's that easy to write a song like this.
You do?
This is like writing a Christmas song. This is the way that it's, you know, it has something in common with September, and I don't think it's good. My dad always would be like, ugh, I can't believe they're closing with Celebration at the Cool in the Gang show, you know?
Stop. At Universal Studios?
At Universal Studios, yeah. He was always like, I don't like this one.
Yeah, because he's a stan. He's a real Cool in the Gang fan.
Yeah, he likes Summer Madness.
He's part of the gang. Summer Madness. Mm-hmm. I don't know that song.
Oh, it's a great one.
Is it?
It's like a jazz, smooth jazz.
Go mad in the summer now. Bow, da, da, da.
Yeah. It's like Zoolander's face that he makes. All the songs are just identical with different lyrics.
Blue Steel ref.
Blue Steel reference, yeah.
This episode has got to have the most obscure references of all time. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is really causing our brains to just fractal. Like, what's happening?
We gotta find something to grab onto here. We're not being given anything.
No, I know. It ends and I'm like, cool, so...
I just, what I think is hard is, I think it would be hard to be like, you have these five words and get the song on the radio. I think it'd be, I ended up writing something very, even dumber than this.
I think it's so easy, especially like modern irony culture, to dog on songs like this. But we only hate them because they're so familiar to us, right?
Yeah, because it was so pervasive.
Exactly. So like for a second, pretend that didn't happen. Just examine it as an actual song. Okay, maybe it's like kind of repetitive. So you can like discredit it for that, I
suppose. Yeah, maybe the lyrics are shallow.
Yeah, totally.
And the nothing new happens in the entire
song.
And
it goes nowhere. Yeah. There's like, we get like fucking one measure of like relief and then it's like and back to the good stuff.
And but, maybe the only goal for this song was to get on the radio and make money. And but, they were selling their talent to a new producer.
Exactly. But you make a great point of like how difficult that actually is.
Yeah.
So for everyone that's like, fuck this song, probably just looked at the title of this episode and was like, what the fuck? I dare you to write a song this good.
Yeah, I dare you to write simple. Celebration by Kool and the Gang.
And then when you win a fucking Grammy,
yeah,
you thank us. I bet this has got to be one of the most recognized songs across demographics.
Yeah, it's like Jingle Bells, yeah.
It's like Jingle Bells, yeah. I agree with you completely. Or Reindeer Twist.
Or Reindeer Twist, or Spider-Man song.
From the pizza parlor?
From the pizza parlor?
No, never mind. I thought you were saying something else. You weren't saying it. That's fine. We're just going to hit that chorus. It's the same. It's all the same.
Well, now there's people.
Woo, yeah.
They're raising the roof. You can feel it.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah.
It's a celebration.
It's like. All right, Greg.
Let's
wow, do the worm, man.
Come on. Ha-ha.
Greg?
Greg?
Okay. Greg! He's not moving!
Is that blood? It's blood! What else can you say? I think actually that would instantly be a punch-up. Just add some dialogue under the song.
Oh, yeah, a party disaster.
It's
yeah.
on a dance floor where the music's just slightly too quiet to feel comfortable dancing, where you can hear like the feet scuffing on the ground.
Yeah, there's someone pouring the punch. Does anybody want any? Like, does anybody want any of this?
People trying to have kind of a discreet conversation, but the music's not quite loud enough to enable right. it. Being like, yeah, just I don't know why she thought that was okay to wear. I don't know why she thought that was okay to wear to my wedding.
Michael, do you want any of this? There's
hey,
only
babe?
One. There's only one cupcake left.
Do you
want
have
it?
Do you have the sandwiches in the car? Or are they in your bag? Is your bag in the room?
I don't know.
It's on the floor?
I don't know.
Okay.
Go look.
Yeah, that's fine. Did you want to dance or not?
Michael! All right, I'm going to eat it. Yeah, that's what this is.
But it's in a corporate party. It's always in a gymnasium or like a windowless room of a bad hotel.
Or like a conference room. It's like a white conference room, yeah.
Yeah, but not a nice one.
No, of course. No. Like a Holiday Inn conference room in Tulsa.
Shout out to Tulsa. We love you guys. Please don't hate the pod.
Yeah, actually, Tulsa, you guys rock.
How hard is it to make a hit like Tulsa? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, say what you will about Tulsa, but like, you build a city.
Exactly. Yeah, you build a city in Oklahoma with 168,000 residents.
What if that was correct? You just knew that off the top of your head?
It is correct. Look it up.
Shut up. Why do you know that?
Look it up. It's correct.
You want me to fact check you on air?
Yeah.
Wow, 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 wow.
And I'll stall. We can all celebrate.
Wait, I should just Google it. I'm Googling 168,000 Tulsa. That's not the way to Google this.
Come on.
Something about trying to do this on air has me panicking where I just typed the wrong word 300 times in a row. Okay, you are extremely wrong. It's 401,000.
Yeah, but it was funny that I pretended I was correct, wasn't it?
It was funny. It was worth it for the bit. And also for me just typing like Tulsi Gabbard 300 times in a row.
Tulsi Gabbard pops you. I have to go.
Okay. Finally, I'm so pleased to announce to you all and ourselves, to be honest, because I don't know how much more of this I could take. I feel like I am genuinely losing IQ points every second of the song. It continues. We're getting to a new section of the song.
This is a breakdown.
This is the real true tried bridge.
This is disco. This is cool.
Okay.
They break it down. They build it up.
Have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate.
And that's the end of the new stuff. Here we go again.
We're going to have a good time.
Well, you got that melody.
I want a harmony.
And then there's a new melody. There is a new melody that comes on top of it.
It's all right.
They creep in. They open the door. Here they are.
We're going to have a good time tonight.
That's an old melody.
Yeah, but it's recontextualized under this new melody.
Where's a harmony? One harmony.
celebration.
On the lead.
It's all right.
In an octave. I'd take it. I'd take anything. I would take anything. Please. Cool. Anybody in the gang, give me one new thing, please.
Play it back. I'll do a harmony over. Play it back.
We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right.
Okay.
I think you just got to keep it simple. Mm-hmm. See, you see how that didn't really help? It actually kind of sounded worse. So I think they made the right call.
I'm not sure I've cried on this podcast like quite like that before. So thank you for that.
Sorry.
Celebrate. Celebrate Gabe's voice destroying the microphone. Oh, come on. Woo! You're right. You make a good point.
Thank you.
You've made a lot of good points today. A, songs are hard.
Yes, that's the main point.
B, it could always be worse.
True.
Any good song, those are the first two notes you have to say about it.
They could have accidentally said celebration the whole time.
They could have said a slur instead of good times.
Yeah. Yeah.
They could celebrate. Bleep, bleep. Come on. Yeah.
That would have been worse.
It would have been worse. You're right. You make so many good points. There could have been like a long spoken intro about like a grocery list just at the beginning. Eggplant.
They could have someone could have been vacuuming in the studio. And
yeah,
that could have accidentally been on the recording.
He could have accidentally started yelling at the engineer halfway through like Fat Joe.
Yeah. Fat Joe.
Fat Joe. Turn the fucking mic on. The mic is on.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Or Van Morrison.
Or Drake.
Turn it up. That's Drake, enough.
Drake turning into a Sprite for that Sprite commercial.
That one you've lost me on.
There's a commercial where Drake turned into a Sprite.
Where Drake turned into a Sprite.
So that could have happened in this.
You're right. Everybody in the gang and Cool himself could have turned into Sprites.
Yeah, exactly. And that would have been worse.
You make a great point. Are we ready for the 26 second
fade out? We're all Sprites.
We're all Sprites. That's the punch up. Thank you. But now I like it again.
Because there's no lyrics. There's spoiling the guitar.
That's true. It is the words I don't like.
Exactly. It's, and that's why I picked this, is the actual groove is great.
I like the backing vocals, too.
But I'd rather them be like, Sarah, I miss you.
Sarah, I miss you. Before you turn into a Sprite.
Before you turn into a Sprite. Or like, you know, by the boardwalk. I guess that's
the song. That's already a song, I'm pretty sure. Wow. Well, we did do it.
That's the whole song?
That's the whole song.
Wow.
Can you believe how quickly this fades out? I feel like the fade starts here.
Yeah, they're like, we need to wrap this shit up.
It's out in like 10 seconds. Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Has that been in there every time?
No.
They added an octave at the very end? Is that real? Yeah, this is before you could modulate.
Is this the single version?
It's whatever version comes up on YouTube that I illegally downloaded.
It might be a little longer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This felt long.
But there's no reason to find the longer version because all they're doing is just vamping more.
There's like a D section in the longer version?
No, there's no new ideas.
It breaks down and becomes like spoken word.
Yeah.
And they're like C, E, L.
And there's lots of like sound effects of like machinery.
Tom Waits. They went full Tom Waits on it.
Mm-hmm.
What are they building in there? I don't know how to feel about this song. I don't. I like so much of it and I hate so much of it. I only have very strong feelings.
Yeah, for me, it's really just the lyrics.
Really? So the groove, you could sustain the whole like 4 or 5 minutes of it?
Well, do you know the song Get Down On It by Cool and the Gang?
Yeah.
So like a very similar groove.
Yeah.
Very similar groove. And that one I don't think is vitriolic because the lyrics are a little sexual.
Mm.
You know, it's a little less, you know, innocuous. And it's like a little more risk.
Mm.
This is like, it's so void of any like point of view or risk. It just,
it's like a Barbie doll with no genitals.
Yes. Like one of the, unlike all the Barbie dolls with, you know, large genitals.
I'm just saying, normalize it. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
We should be seeing that younger, I think. So it's not like such a shock when you're like 13 and you have them.
And you see a Barbie doll with genitals and you're like, where have this been?
In the PG-13 section of Toys R Us. I do. I just think it feels so, I don't know. I don't want to keep talking about genitals, but like neutered. The song feels very neutered to me.
PG-13? Yeah. You think seeing genitals is PG-13?
Yeah. On a doll?
On a doll? Oh, on a doll, sure. If a doll has genitals in a film, do you think it would get a PG-13 rating?
I mean, did you see Welcome to Marwen?
That's true.
So many.
Was that movie R, though?
Yeah, I for sure saw Welcome to Marwen. Shout out. I don't know. I think the groove is amazing. I think that it's way too repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
I need more change than what they gave me. I need a little more substance than simply celebrate good times.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's genius to write a song so generic that you can sell 25 trillion copies of it to literally anyone of any demographic.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely, I feel like I either am 5 or 85 when I listen to this song.
Sure.
Doesn't this feel like the song they put on at the wedding to get like your grandma on the dance floor?
Absolutely.
Well, or maybe they play, like, I don't know, Sam Cooke. I've never been to a wedding. I don't have any friends.
You've never been to a wedding?
Been to my sister's wedding.
I don't think they would play Sam Cooke. I think it would be like this. This is, yeah.
Yeah.
At that made-up wedding, yeah, I think something like this or something like...
Shout.
Shout, yeah.
Yeah, those are the two, right?
Because then there's songs like September that play at weddings, but they don't get that wedding criticism.
But September slaps, though.
Oh, it's so good.
Consistently throughout.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it starts and you're like, yeah, and then it loses you in 30 seconds.
Right.
This one I don't want to hear after 30 seconds.
Well, because, yeah, there's nothing new. But I don't think, it's a weird thing. I don't feel like this song was meant to be, like, put on your record player and listen to. I think it exists solely to be played at the club while you're just drinking and dancing and there's no, or the discoteca, if you will.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine this in, like, a modern club.
Right. Yeah, no way. Well, you just turn up the kick.
Oh, I wish I knew how to use any sort of turntable, because like a trap remix of this could be very cool.
Oh, it could be absolutely dangerous.
Reinvent it.
Absolutely Luigi bad.
Stop. You mean Luigi. He's rebranding.
Luigi, yeah.
He's getting a John Waters mustache. He's shaving it down 2 inches, just the hairline of the lip. So if you could improve the song, do you agree it can be improved?
Absolutely.
What would you do to it?
I would change the lyrics. I'd make them more specific.
Yeah.
I wonder how, if this song would be less popular but more beloved if the lyrics were a little bit more specific.
And at the end of the day, what matters more? I don't know. And that's how I'm going to leave you this week. No, I'm just kidding. Imagine if that's suddenly this is like an NPR podcast. Well, anyway, that's music talk with Miel. Really consider.
Violin.
Yeah, I think we might have to do that because... Man, I just want to hear about like Ronnie's bar mitzvah. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would sell better if it was specific to one little boy's bar mitzvah.
Then what? If not the obvious choice of Ronnie's bar mitzvah, what is it? Celebrate your dad's retirement?
My dad's retirement. My dad's retirement. We're going to celebrate my dad's retirement with me.
With me.
Change it all to
not
personal.
Not with him, with me.
Yeah.
Okay, with that said, should we get to Unpunchable Jams?
You can't punch this.
Gabriel, not Gabe.
Uh-huh.
We're rebranding as Gabriel.
Yes.
Gabriel.
Thank you. You can call me Gabe.
No.
Nope.
I'm not going to do it.
You can call me Gabe, but anybody who's listening has to call me Gabriel or Gabe.
Not what else?
Yeah.
You call me Josh? I will not respond.
Yeah, it's true. I wouldn't turn around. There's no way. I'm being totally honest. If I was facing the other way and you called me Josh, I would not know you were talking to me.
You guys write it down. When you run into Gabe in real life, don't call him Josh.
Don't call me Josh.
I have to say I have the inverse effect. Having a name that's hard to pronounce, I'll respond to fucking anything that remotely sounds like my name. So like oftentimes, like yesterday, I had this audition and I thought they were calling me in the room. I swear to God, they yelled my name. So I like ran in like, hi, I'm here. And they're like, we're not ready for you at all. And I was like... tight. So what were you yelling before? And they were like, hell? And I was like, sorry, my mistake.
Sorry. hell. Well, why were they screaming hell? Hell!
Because it's like,
excuse me, don't come in here. We're screaming hell.
What's your Unpunchable Jam?
My Unpunchable Jam is The Adventures of Tintin by Taeko Onuki. So I don't know what any of the words are, but this song is untouchable.
It's from 1985? Dude, this is cool. How did you find this song?
Patty Harrison had it on her Instagram, and it's really changed my life.
Patty Harrison, shout out.
This song is so good. And the problem is, I think you're only going to play a part of it. You're not going to even parse the explorations that this song takes you on. And this whole album is just, it's just a dream. It's just like Japanese city pop, I think.
Japanese city pop?
Yeah, like
I've never heard of that genre.
Like all these Japanese artists taking like Western music and then just kind of fusing them together in a way people from America would never do. And so it's just like genreless and it's its own deal. And
oh my God, I'm so excited to listen to it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I can't figure out what language it is, but I mean, it has to be Japanese, right?
I sure hope so, because we've said it enough times that let's hope it's Japanese.
It might also be nothing. I don't know.
Oh, you have the lyrics?
I do.
Man, I really never bothered to look up the lyrics, because I don't really listen to lyrics, yeah. Which is another reason this show was a difficult task for me.
Why I had to ask you 400 times yeah. Before you agreed to do it?
Because I was like, well, all these songs are good. And this was actually a tough, asking me to a jam that's unpunchable, I had the opposite thing. I was like, well, I can think of some kind of joke for this.
I know. I'm starting to rethink the conceit of this segment. I think it just has to be a song you like.
Sure.
I don't think it can't, because, I mean, at the end of the day, isn't every song technically like improvable?
Not this one. No. So in that sense, I guess that term
so
still
you
works.
You did the task.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have now embarrassed to say mine.
Go ahead. Go.
It's not cool at all. I just wanted to choose a song that I put on to feel the way that I think Celebration is supposed to make you feel.
Mm-hmm.
But then remember before I say this that I'm twisted. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So what makes me feel the same way is Don't Dream It's Over by Crowded House.
Hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now, when the world comes in, they come to build a wall between us. We know they won't win.
There's something about it that I just find, I don't know, like, beautiful and melancholy, and it sounds kind of dated, but in a way I really enjoy.
Yeah.
And I really, there's nothing, I can't think of a better song to drive at night with the windows down, like mm-hmm. maybe your hair is kind of whipping in the wind.
Yeah, just whipping your face.
Whipping it, but like you're driving under 20. It's yeah. like a neighborhood cruise.
You're going 80 and your hair is falling out, you're going so fast on the highway.
Your hair is leaving small lacerations all over your cheeks.
Uh-huh.
But you're blasting Crowded House, I think everything's gonna be okay.
This one goes, I think I know this one.
Yeah.
Hey now, yeah. Hey now, don't dream it's over.
Exactly like that. Marissa, you don't need to lay it in. Just loop that while I'm talking about it. Gabriel?
Yes.
Not Josh. Thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely.
This was, I honestly am surprised how much fun this was, because I was like, what the fuck are we gonna say about this goddamn song?
Well,
oh my God,
celebrating
wait.
Good times, I mean.
Of course, and I also forgot my favorite note. I can't believe I skipped this. This is such a cherry at the end of the Sunday episode. Are you ready?
Yes.
This song was what they played to welcome home the 52 freed American hostages from Iran in 1981.
My goodness.
Is that
this song?
Yep.
Well, that is.
Yep.
Well, that's what you were saying. Is can this be used for any celebration?
Yep.
There you go. Absolutely. Yep. If you're freed from Iranian, Iranian hostage situation.
Yep.
Hey, it's time to celebrate a good time and party.
Yeah.
Let us know what your pleasure is. Let us know what you're into, you know, former Iranian hostages.
Maybe that's the fun ship. Celebrate your freedom now. All right. Well, I guess we'll see if we do a punch up right now. Gabriel, where can people find you and follow you? Gabriel Gundecker?
I think it's at Gabe Gundecker, but I'm trying to pivot to Gabriel. It just doesn't fit on Twitter. And then it's Gabriel.Gundecker on Instagram, or you can follow me around. You know, I've been in New York for the next month, so you can catch me just walking around if you want to literally follow me.
I would not incentivize people to do that, but sure, yeah. That's great. Thank you so much for coming on. This has been very fun.
Oh, my band Fat Night. Check out my band Fat Night.
Fat Night. Maybe, yes. Oh, Marissa, why don't you put in a little clip out right here?
Love me, please just love me till I'm drowned. Love me even when you run around. Love me, please just love me till we're tied up in the seaweed that we buried up together underground.
And then we'll go to the punch up. Okay, bye!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And now for world premiere, the slightly more specific celebration with special guest arrangement by Gabriel Gundacker.
Called Wednesday all over town. But first was Monday, and then that Tuesday came. But now it's a Wednesday, and it's simply not the same.
Come on, man. Tuesday and Thursday, well, Wednesday's in between. Everybody now. If it is Wednesday, then I wanna hear you scream. Starts where Tuesday ends.
Everyone around the world is saying,
let's celebrate.
Celebrate Wednesday, come on.
Guess what, it is Wednesday.
We're gonna have a Wednesday today.
Cause
it is Wednesday.
Okay, that was
Punch the Jam.
Punch the Jam.
Hey,
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum podcast.